Good morning, everybody. My name's Ben. I'm a member of the community here. And we're going to be using this liturgy that's on the side. I hope everyone's got one. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek?
We seek the Lord.
Do you seek him with all your heart?
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Do you seek him with all your soul?
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Do you seek him with all your mind?
Amen.
Do you seek him with all your strength?
Amen.
And so we say the declaration of faith. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of heaven.
Our reading today is the next bit of Romans that we've been working through. And it's chapter 10, starting at verse 11. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on one who they have, on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. I'm just going to lead a few prayers based on a couple of different verses from that passage. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. God, thank you for your all-encompassing love that is there for all who call out to you. Thank you that it does not discriminate and is there for all people in the whole world. We thank you this morning for that love. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Thank you, God, for your followers who spread your kingdom throughout the world. Thank you for those who do so loudly on street corners, and thank you for those who do so quietly among friends and family, and thank you for those who have the courage to do so where the cost is great. This morning, we thank you for the example of your people around the world, and we ask for courage and wisdom for ourselves to share your kingdom with all people in a way that will shine your light into the lives of others. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Thank you, God, for the promise that your way is not shameful. Give us the strength to follow the pathway set out before us and keep us true to that way. Help us to have the insight to discern that pathway through the many that are set out before us. As we go forth into this day, we pray that we can keep our eyes set on Jesus. Shall we say the canticle together? Christ as a light,
illumine our path. Christ as a shield, over the shadow. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day
within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of this day be thin and lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, my left and my right.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Thank you for joining me. I assume we'll have the meeting at 9 o'clock in the upper lounge, so we'll see you there.